A few announcements as we conclude the service today. We blessed some prayer shawls, and we're grateful to Betty for having made some of them, and to Sharon, who made one of them as well. If you know of anyone who can use one, and it can be for any reason, and they don't have to be a member of St. George on Young, it may be someone that you work with, or a next-door neighbor, or a family member, anyone that you know of that could use one to remind them that God is comforting them and strengthening them and that we are praying for them, see me and or Leonard. We have a number of them, and they are certainly there to be distributed and to be used. And thank you to those who are involved in this ministry of creating them, whether it's quilting or crocheting or knitting. It's a wonderful opportunity for us to reach out beyond ourselves. And as I say, it doesn't have to just be members of this parish. It can be anyone that you know of who is in need. On the, I think it's Sunday the 20th of December, following the 10:30 service, we are going to be decorating both of our Christmas trees. We have one Christmas tree that goes in the sanctuary and one Christmas tree that goes in the entranceway. And we're hoping that everybody will get involved in that, and it will become a community Christmas decorating, and especially that the children will stay around and be involved in the decorating of those two trees to make them ready for Christmas. This past Friday night was our jazz night. I understand there were about 50 or so people here, and again, two-thirds of them, 60. Thumbs up. I thought you said that. It was amazing. I wasn't able to be there, but I heard that the music was awesome. And again, upwards of two-thirds of the people were not members of St. George's, but from the wider community. And that is an excellent way that we are reaching out to our neighborhood and welcoming our neighborhood into this space for what I believe is also a sacred and holy event where spirituality is part of it, whether overtly or not. And so grateful to Chris for his organization and any others who are involved in that. A reminder of the Candlelight Eucharist on Wednesday night this week in the chapel. Each of the Wednesdays during Advent, a very holy and sacred time when it's dark, candles, meditative music. I really do encourage you to think about coming out to those. That's Wednesday at 7:30. Last year, we started an outreach project to the out of the cold people who come. We gave them a TIM card, a $10 TIM card, and we're going to do the same thing again this year. So there are envelopes at the back if you would like to make a contribution towards that, and then next week we will have some Christmas cards there for people to sign, and that way when I give them out, it comes from us as a parish, and your names are included on that. Reminder of the Faith Works that we're in the midst of at the moment. There's an announcement in today's bulletin, and we are in the midst of our Faith Works campaign. At the back of the church are newsletters for anyone who is not on our email list. If you're on our email list, you will have received your newsletter electronically. We have paper copies for those who are not on our email list. And we also have envelopes at the back, offering envelopes for any who have requested those. Hazel. Absolutely. We would have done that in the next couple of weeks, but there will be a poetry cafe at the end of December, just before Christmas, and it's our poetry cafe, and I think, what night is it? 18th, I think?
It's December the 18th, Friday, December the 18th, an Advent / seasonal
poetry cafe.
So bring poems and short stories for the season. And thanks be to God, it's not my poetry cafe, it's ours.
Right. And it's in the newsletter, but the date of Leonard's ordination to the priesthood has been set. Thanks and praise be to God. Now, it's always with this caveat, God willing and the bishop consenting. And we often don't know which one comes first, but the date for Leonard's ordination is Saturday, February the 6th at 4:30 in the afternoon here at St. George on Young. So mark that date on your calendar now. We want to have as many of us out to celebrate, because we are celebrating with Leonard, but we're also celebrating ourselves that our curate is being ordained a priest. So mark that date down and plan to be there. Our recessional closing hymn. Oh, right. One last word goes to the warden.
The wardens and the treasurer, as the year end approaches, like to bring you up to date on where we are financially. We had budgeted for the year internal offerings of $145,500. To date, we've received about $112,000 and change. The difference at the moment is $33,116. Just prayerfully consider that. Thank you.
Thank you, Eileen, the wardens. And Chip, you have something?
As many of you know, St. George's is part of the Don Valley Refugee Resettlement Association. We've been approved for a Syrian refugee. We just don't know when he's going to be arriving. He's a young man from Syria. In the spirit of Advent, I'd like to invite you and ask you to keep him and his safe passage in your prayers, and also prayers for a warm welcome when he does arrive. I expect it might be imminent. Thank you.
Thank you, Chip. And there will be opportunities for us to become involved and to help. One thing I have learned from Max is that oftentimes the refugee resettlement group, although cash donations are helpful, one of the things that they need most are people to volunteer to help the individuals become acclimatized and to make this home. So we'll count on Chip and Max to let us know when those opportunities are available and how we might be able to assist this individual as he makes his way here. Our recessional hymn is on...